4 CPA Mobile.
W4 DJW Mobile. Haven't talked to you in a month of Sundays.
I'll put my seatbelt on. Yeah, I know. I haven't either. It's like, I thought everybody sold their equipment and got off of 2 meters or something. I'm not sure.
I'm in line at the drive-thru, so if anybody, if I disappear, you know what happened to me. But I guess it's that time of the year where everybody's getting busy with other stuff. I don't know. I haven't heard a whole lot going on it either. I checked the logs to see how many recordings there were, and it looks like there's a decent amount of recordings. Maybe you and I just aren't on when everybody else is.
So, are you saying the repeater records everything, or are you just talking about the people that are checking in for the net?
Made it to the window before I thought I would. As soon as I was talking to you, the guy in front of me drove away. What did you say?
I was just asking a question, I guess, about, you said you were listening to the logins or whatever, and so I was asking, does the repeater record all QSOs or just the people that are logging in for the net?
It's recorded. And it has, most QSOs have their own file that they're logged in.
What's mine logged under?
The log name is the name of a timestamp. It's the logic that was doing the recording, because there's several. There's like an Echo Link logic and an SVX Link logic. There's a repeater logic. There's all kinds of logic. So it was the logic that was doing the talking and the timestamp of when it ended.
Well, I figured you had mine under, you know, something real special, like, well, I guess I can't repeat that on the air, but anyway. Okay, well, you picking up lunch, or are you getting the coffee, or what?
Went from McDonald's, and it smelled pretty good, so I'm going through there to pick up lunch.
My goodness, having to hit that fast food. Well, I tell you, well, we got a green light here, but nobody's going anywhere. It's interesting. Well, yeah, I tell you, I ate my share of it for years, so I can't really say anything. The one thing I really, really miss from fast food is the McDonald's French fries and the Wendy's Frosty.
The McDonald's French fries. We don't do Wendy's much anymore. One time, Amy got really, really sick after we ate some Wendy's chili. And she blamed it on chili, but I ate the chili too, and I didn't get sick at all. So I think it was something else she ate, or just a bug or something. But anyway, whenever I recommend Wendy's to her anymore, she turns inside out.
Well, I mean, I can understand that. Yeah, we were up in Gatlinburg. Well, actually, Pigeon Forge, and we ordered a takeout order. It was a bunch of us. So it was a big order from Texas Roadhouse, and they delivered it. And we were up on a mountain at a cabin, and everybody that ate red meat got sick, and so. And I'm talking, you know, massive food poisoning here. It was the worst experience I've ever had. The first and only experience, actually. But anyway, I'll tell you, and once you've had that, you know, you don't forget it.
It's terrible. I think I was 29 years old before I ever drank any alcohol, or anything other than, like, touch my tongue to it or something like that. And I didn't know how to drink, and I decided I was going to learn. And I was a programmer. I was writing code. So I got me a bottle of vodka, and I took it back to the apartment, and I wasn't paying attention to how much I was drinking, and I was coding, and I was fine. Half the bottle was gone, and I stood up, and I passed out as soon as I stood up, and I was on the floor for the rest of the weekend. That with alcohol poisoning, never could do that again. Never, can't even stand the smell of vodka anymore.
I used to drink a little bit when I was in college, and but I drank some real cheap stuff. never got the vodka, but I get sick, and yeah, I remember getting out of the car one night, and I stepped out, and I thought I was standing up, and all of a sudden my head hit the pavement, and I thought, what is the ground doing up here? Because in my mind, I was standing up, but I was really laying down. That's how drunk I was. So they had to help me to my room and keep keep the RA at bay until I got in the bed.
That's a good way to describe it. That's about what happened to me, too, is I could see the ground coming up. I was in my apartment, so I could see the floor coming up. In my head, I wasn't going down to the floor. In my head, the floor was coming up and hit me in the head.
Forward, I fell backwards. Yeah. Oh, me. Needless to say, I didn't drink a lot after that. That was in North Greenville. I could have gotten kicked out of school. I mean, you know, the RA did come in, but since I was in bed and I was quiet and, you know, trying to go to sleep, he just didn't even come over there and say anything to me. He just stuck his head in the door and, you know, that was basically it. So he was, you know, he gave me some grace there because it could have gone the other way, just, you know, but anyway. I guess, you know, you learn your lessons sometimes in the school of hard knocks.
Way to learn a negative lesson, not to do that again. I never really was much of a drinker after that. I'd go out with the guys at work afterwards, and I might get one beer, and that would finish that most of the time. But then when I moved overseas, over there in Europe, they drank like fish. They drank all the time. So when in Rome, there was the Romans. But then when I came back to the United States, it was back the way it was before. No, you know, no desire to do that. It's not that I'm against it. It's just the desire is just not there.
Before CPA. Well, you're missing a whole lot. And yes, it's especially if you drink a lot, it's not good for your body. So. But anyway, well, what else you got planned today?
The hurricane, a bunch of my hardware that had been running for years, after 8 hours, you know, after 8 days, about the third or fourth day in, I gave up on keeping the power supplies up, and I did a controlled shutdown on, you know, half of my computer equipment. Some of them came up and some of them didn't, because they had been running for years and years and years, nonstop. So they had hardware issues, and I'm working through those hardware issues now. I've got the last one on the bench. It's a server getting that, and I don't know if that server's going to come back to life or not. But the other ones, I was able to figure out what was going on with them, and it, like, replace the hard drive and put that hard drive in another machine and recoup the data, that kind of stuff. So I'm just continuing on with that little venture today. How about you? What you got going on today?
Well, let's see. I just finished playing tennis, and it kind of drizzled on us the whole time, but it didn't, you know, get the court wet enough. It was just kind of annoying. And seems to be raining a little bit harder since I got in the car, but anyway. So I'm really not sure what the rest of the day is going to bring, but I guess we'll see. But man, yeah, if you, man, I wouldn't know where to start if it wouldn't come back on. All I can say there is better you than me.
This one was built back when Windows was Windows 7, so you can tell it's pretty old. It had been upgraded. It followed all the upgrades. I think I was running Linux on it by that time, though, and so it had the latest Linux running on it. But the sticker on the side said it came with Windows 7 Home. So that gives you an idea how old that one was. That was probably just going to be replaced with another one of a newer vintage off of eBay. I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time working on it because the thing's probably not worth $50. I get a whole lot better one for two or three times that off of eBay and not have to worry about it. Anyway, I'm pulling in the driveway. I'm going to pull under the metal garage door so I won't be able to talk, but the dogs finished their trip, their enrichment trip is what they call it. Riding around in the car is good for them, so I'm doing that more with these than I have my other ones. But anyway, David, good talking to you. I hope you enjoy the rest of the day. Glad you got to get at least a match in before the rain started. KV4CVA, W4DJW.
Dave, well, enjoy your food there, and good luck with the with all your computer stuff there. But anyway, we'll talk to you later, KB4CBA Mobile.